At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Authorities have arrested four current or former state juvenile justice employees, and the search continues for a fifth worker. All are accused of criminal misconduct ranging from tampering with government records to theft to using excessive force. Three of those arrested yesterday worked at the juvenile lockup in Gainesville, north of Dallas. 6 weeks ago, the governor ordered the Texas Rangers to investigate the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. The order had followed a report detailing rampant violence, drug use, and sexual abuse. Dallas City Councilmember Scott Griggs and Philip Kingston say they'll donate the campaign contributions they received from figures tied to an FBI bribery investigation of the Dallas County Schools Bus Agency, or DCS. On Facebook yesterday, the two said Councilman Adam Medrano would do the same. Each received $3,000 from associates of Force Multiplier. The Dallas Morning News this week reported people connected to the Louisiana-based company spent at least $78,000 on Dallas City Council races. All council members who took the money said they didn't know who it came from at the time. Force Multiplier provided DCS with school bus cameras that photographed and ticketed people who drove past the stop arms on the buses. The company and DCS needed city council approval for the deal. Force Multiplier is now under federal investigation. An associate of the firm recently pleaded guilty to money laundering for funneling payments to the DCS superintendent. In this week's State of the Union speech, President Trump delivered a glowing report about the tax bill he just signed.
Since we passed tax cuts, roughly 3 million workers have already gotten tax cut bonuses, many of them thousands and thousands of dollars per worker, and it's getting more every month, every week.
In our Friday conversation, KERA's Rick Holter talks about how this is playing out for North Texas companies with Mitchell Schnurman. He's a business columnist for the Dallas Morning News.
So how much are North Texas companies following that script?
Actually, there's quite a few. AT&T has been one of the most out-front companies in it. They were really aggressive in lobbying for it. They had a town hall meeting with Kevin Brady, who helped write the tax bill. And then they encouraged their employees to actually call their congressmen to push for it. So immediately when the bill passed, AT&T said that it was handing out $1,000 bonuses to over 200,000 workers.
AT&T is an interesting case, too, because in some ways it's at war with the Trump administration.
Yeah, they're really frenemies because on one hand, net neutrality, the FCC has ruled in a way that AT&T really likes. But if you look at their acquisition of Time Warner, the Justice Department is suing to stop that combination, and they're currently scheduled to go to court in March, so that's a big deal.
The president seemed to indicate that this is just widespread, that companies all over the country are doing this. You've done a little research on that, and it might not be as widespread as it seems.
And in reality, we've only got 15 companies in Texas that have publicly said something about it, which really isn't that many. They're the big names, like AT&T, American Airlines, Southwest Airlines. I'll give you a couple of contrasts. So Kimberly-Clark is based in Irving,
right.
And so they're not handing out any bonuses in relation to the tax cuts. But what they did announce is that they're going to restructure. They're going to use some of that tax savings to pay for the closing of 10 plants and the elimination of up to 5,500 jobs.
So that's actually the polar opposite of lifting up those employees.
And really what everyone seems to agree on, and you hear from most publicly traded companies, is they're going to use some of this windfall to reward shareholders. So that means they're going to buy back stock on the open market, and they're also going to increase their dividends. And indeed, that's where a lot of the money is going to go.
It's interesting. The president used the word bonuses, and the companies you mentioned seem to be much more likely giving out bonuses than actual significant pay raises. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, that's the big criticism of it, because bonuses you can just do one time, and you don't have to turn around and do it on a continual basis. But there are companies that are raising their starting pay as well. Happy State Bank, which is based in Amarillo, they're increasing their starting pay from $9 to $14 an hour. That's a big increase. but they're also adding 1 percentage point to the company match on the retirement plan. That stays with everybody, and that's permanent. Then you have companies like Texas Instruments, very successful, doing really well. They're not changing their long-term strategy at all. They said all our additional free cash flow is going back to our shareholders. But to put it in perspective, TI has a really generous profit-sharing plan. They had a great year, and their employees get 20% match on their profit sharing. Mm-hmm. So they have their own mechanism for rewarding their employees.
Is there a difference in the way big companies and small businesses are responding to this?
Well, small businesses are covered under a different section. A lot of them, they're known as pass-through companies, mm-hmm. and these are ones like LLCs and the like, and they have a different structure. It's not the tax rate that's changing. The first 20% of net income in these pass-through companies is no longer going to be subject to tax. So that's going to flow through as just more money for them. So it's a little less clear what they're going to do with it. Are they just going to have more money, or are they going to pass it along and hire people? We just don't know. This is going to take a couple of years to sort through. It's a real test of that idea of trickle-down economics. I mean, we're just freeing up a ton of money for these companies, and we're going to wait to see whether it all trickles down in the form of either higher wages or maybe just more jobs.
Does this tax bill give Texas a competitive advantage over other states?
I think it does. For years, we've had a cost advantage over other places.
And that's lower housing prices, a general cost of living, no state income tax.
And yeah, you're right. But that advantage is going to get even stronger now. There's a provision in the tax law that limits the deduction for state and local taxes. This is really a provision to help offset some of the gains that high earners are going to get from the taxes. But this particular provision really affects California and New York much more than it does in Texas. So our edge that we used to have before this law is going to be even greater afterwards.
Mitchell Schnurman is business columnist for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for taking the time.
I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
High near 51 in the forecast today, mostly sunny skies as well. But then it turns mostly cloudy tonight through tomorrow with an overnight low around 38. Tomorrow's high near 59. It's 36 degrees now in Dallas, 34 in Fort Worth.